one interception for 15 yards return. Milkey with five tackles, Gangler with three, Brandon Harper with three, Brendan Ballard with three tackles, Hayden Ewald, six tackles, leading all tacklers, Austin Harper, one tackle, Streeter, one tackle, Miller-Wise, two tackles, Kohler, one tackle. Tackles for a loss, that one goes to Seth Gangler for negative three. Tip pass goes to Brendan Ballard, and then Brendan Ballard also has an interception, which he took back for 15 yards before being brought down, and 24 yards in penalties. One was off the kickoff, and then, of course, the other three. One was a personal foul. For Bad X's defense, 20 tackles, one for a loss. Sounds familiar there. Three sacks, though, for negative 12 yards, and three penalties for 25 yards. No interceptions or fumbles thus far in this game. Jared Brown, three tackles. Bailey Hines, one tackle. McVay and Gray each with a tackle apiece. Tommy Morneau with three. Crotchin with four, leading all tacklers for Bad X. Stoken with two. Austin Wischlager with two, and number 76, Walsh, with three. The tackle for loss also goes for Walsh for a negative 1 yard. The sacks, though, Brown with 5 yard loss, Kennedy with a sack for 3 yards, and Grave with 4 yards, getting right through that line of scrimmage, Dave.
Yeah, so far that is basically the standout you see here for the Bad X defense. They recorded three sacks, something you don't see very often, considering USA doesn't throw it very often. But a good job on the pass rush there in those situations. And looking at the USA defense, what stands out to me is two things. Ewald leading all tacklers for USA. He's a defensive back, Clark, so that's not a good sign for USA defense when your defensive back is leading the way in tackles. That means they're getting first downs before he's seeing them. And that big interception by Ballard, not just because it's Ballard, but that has been the only turnover of the game. And that really has set USA, basically given USA that extra possession, probably leading to that one touchdown lead.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports. When we return, we will have third quarter action as USA leads by a touchdown 28-20 over the visiting Bad Axe Hatchets on the WLEW Sports Network.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motors in Caro. Looking for the ultimate off-road truck? We just got a new Ford F-150 Raptor in. It is the only one in the state that is the new color Terrain. Looking for a great deal on a new 2013 F-150? We have a huge selection with $9,000 in rebates and package savings. Come get a 2013 Chrysler or Dodge minivan while the rebates are the most and the selection is best. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at More Motor Sales just west of Caro on M81 or shop the web at moreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Taylor Brown from Bad X, Michigan, and I'm a special education major at Saginaw Valley State University. Coming into college, I was not yet decided on my major, so coming to a school that had a wide variety of well-known programs was ideal for me. What I like best about Saginaw Valley is the small class sizes. Not only do you get to know your peers better and make great friends in class, but you also get more individual attention from your professors. I love that SVSU is in close proximity not only to home but also other colleges, as I am still able to stay in touch and meet up with friends from other schools. From studying abroad in Ireland, I found myself to become way more independent than I was before. I think in my future as a teacher, my study abroad experience will help me in the area that every student is different and I'm going to need to learn to think on my toes.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
Are set to start the second half in USA. Bennings will be kicking off to start the second half as USA deferred to the second. Some other area scores going on. Lakers at halftime over Bay City All Saints 21-0. In the third quarter, Harbor Beach leads Brown City 28-13. Last we heard, Reese over Cass City 25-6. That was a very close game in the first half. Reese starting to unload in the second half. And Vassar leads Marlette 21-13 in our game right here. USA 28, Bad X 20, with 12 minutes left on the clock in the third quarter. Tommy Morneau, Mr. Fix-It, the one-man band, kicking this off from his 40-yard line on the ground at the 35-yard line, picked up by USA and brought down at the 43-yard line. An 8-yard return by number 30.
Number 80. Garrett Nitz.
Garrett Nixon on the board here, 6 foot senior, tight end, defensive back, 175 pounds.
Brought down by the senior, Tyler Gray.
First and 10 for the Patriots to start this second half with an 8-point lead. They send one wide out to the right, number 22, Nathan Mielke. One wide to the left. That is Nitz. I formation in the backfield, hands it off to Harper. Around the left side, Badak swarms to the ball, nearly got him in the backfield, but he's evaded that tackle, and after a 2-yard gain, brings up second and 8 just inside of the 45-yard line.
Number 76, Nick Walsh, in on that tackle.
Second and 8 for the Patriots, working off the left hash, left to right across your radio, in the navy blue pants and jerseys with white lettering, red and white stripes on their sleeves, white helmets with the traditional P on the helmet, on one side on the left. T formation now with Lindenberg under center, three men in the backfield. It's a handoff to Seth Gangler right at the middle. Has a lead blocker across midfield and finally brought down forward at the 46-yard line of Bad Axe.
Number 68, Nick Cratchit, there to drag him down.
A big gain on that one. 11-yard gain. First and 10 in Bad Axe territory. In between the hash marks, three men in the backfield, Brandon Harper and Seth Gangler, two of them. The other one, that's Nathan Mielke. It's a pitch out to the left side to Harper. Gets outside the hash, but nothing more than that. Gains about actually 4 yards when all said and done. Still tackling, still falling forward on the tackle. Now second and 6 for USA at the Bad Axe 43.
Tackle made by the sophomore Morneau.
Bad Axe with an 8-point lead, 28-20. 10.5 to play in the third quarter. Going on the hard count, Lindenberg hands it off to Harper, the ball carrier, gets across the 40-yard line down to the 38-yard line. It's a 5-yard gain, and now they're short of the first down by about a yard, maybe 2 yards, third and 2 coming up.
Nick Cratchin in on another tackle.
You're Nick calling that name quite a bit here, Dave.
Yeah, he's gotten off to a quick start here in the second half, swarming to the ball.
Third and 2 for USA, just inside the right hash mark, left right across your radio. Lindenberg awaiting the snap under center. He's off to a second man. Seth Gangler is out across the 30-yard line. Still room to run down to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. And finally brought down at the 11-yard line of Bad Axe. Big gain for the Patriots.
Yeah, and Tyler Labor is going to be the Bad Axe defender to bring him down, stopping Gangler from probably scoring a touchdown.
27-yard gain for Seth Gangler, who's starting to go in the second half now. And it's a first and goal situation, they say, right at the 10-yard line, just inside the 10-yard line. Three men in the backfield. Sticking to the same formation all night. This one's off to Nathan Mielke around the left side. Gets down to about the 5-yard line on the misdirection. Down to the 4, a 6-yard pickup. And now second and goal.
Jared Brown making the stop.
4 yards needed for a touchdown here to tack on to a 2-touchdown lead for USA in the third quarter. 28-20, USA currently. Second and goal from the 4-yard line of Bad Axe. In the backfield, it goes Harper, Gangler, and Mielke. And we have a fumble on the play. The ball goes backwards back to about the 9-yard line, and Lindenberg scoops it up, nearly brought in by a Bad Axe defender, but Lindenberg had the inside edge. So that's the first fumble on the night. Now a third and goal from the 8-yard line. It's a 5-yard loss on that last play, in credit to Lindenberg.
That Bad Axe defender was Tyler Gray.
USA taking their time in between each play here. And they hand it off to Seth Gangler, who's rumbling up the middle, and he's in standing up, dragging a defender. Touchdown, USA. Seth Gangler rumbles in from 8 yards out, and now it is USA 34, Bad Axe 20.
Yeah, just a tough run there by Gangler. We've been seeing Harper do a lot of the work. Bad Axe, you can see, cheating to his